the air your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
And in the landscape and garden, this beautiful Saturday morning, where else would you want to be when it's 65, 70 degrees outside? I don't know. I didn't check when I walked in, but man, it's so nice to walk out the door and feel cool instead of like
crisp.
Yeah. Instead of that oven effect. Yeah.
You wanna get in the sun.
Crank up the music, Mike. Play an air guitar on your yard rake.
There you go. Get it going.
There you go.
Todd, welcome to the program. We understand you're looking for some trees. How may we help you, sir?
I am getting ready to do a whole landscape job on a house, moving from California to Phoenix. We're in love with, we're doing a hedge wall. We love ficuses. The nursery guy's trying to sell me on ficuses, but everybody's telling me I'm nuts and then I'm going to lose them.
We have had some years in the last 10 years, say three times, where most ficus in town were either killed completely by frost or so damaged that they come back not looking quite the same ever. So,
what would be an alternative for them?
Alternatives with a evergreen, dark green leaf like that would be bottle trees, or kind of seeing a comeback these days because they do handle the cold much better with that dark green leaf all year round.
Well, that's been a complete cycle over the last 20 years. I mean, that's all we had 20 years ago. Yeah. And then ficus came in, and now they've all been frozen out, and the bottle tree's coming back.
There's some smaller... Go ahead.
Is there any logic to the fact that if you're buying a bigger plant, it's more resilient to the freeze? So, you know, let's say you're buying a 24-inch box, because it's a more mature tree, it's more likely to take the freeze better?
It's a great question.
Not especially. I think if it was more, the longer it's been rooted in the ground could help it for sure. But as long as it's a potted plant that's being replanted, especially this time of year right before a frost, it would be just as susceptible as a smaller sized tree, especially on ficus, because the trunk itself can burn, even the skin on the trunk from frost.
And there's a saying with trees, first year rooting or first year sitting, second year rooting, third year sprouting, something like that. And
first thing they want to do is put them roots. They find new soil, new territory to go into with water and nutrients available, and they put those roots out and get stronger and stronger every year. So you'll see no growth usually for a year because they're doing all that rooting, and then once they feel comfortable with having enough of it out there, it goes back up into shoots. So it is probably a year or 2 years before they really start growing.
And that's the same from a 5 gallon to a 24-inch box to a 72-inch box.
Yeah, the bigger the tree when you plant it, the more instant impact it has for sure. You know, it just looks better, looks bigger. But as far as strength and health, it's probably about the same.
Donna,
y'all
have an addition to Water Use It Wisely's Landscape by the Numbers book. There's some other books that talk about plant selections.
Exactly.
And I see the
That's
wheels turning in your head.
Too. I was going to suggest definitely checking out the Landscape Plants for the Arizona Desert booklet that is provided, again, by City Water Conservation Offices. But we really selected the plants that we felt really performed well here. So there's definitely maybe a few other plants out there that are really great to grow. But what we selected these plants for was their adaptability to our climate, and also that they are low water using. Of course, we did want to promote that, but we've got a lot of beautiful trees in there. And even, you know, you could go with things like the fruitless olive trees is a really nice look as well. And they're very hardy. There's a lot of other desert trees too that, you know, that I think you could really consider. The Texas ebony is a nice dark green tree, but a lot will depend on what look you're after. Are you, you know, are you looking for tropical? Are you looking for, you know, more of a native look, or, you know, just look at what you're trying to accomplish and see what trees fit the best for that type of atmosphere.
On the topic of trees, with two experts in the studio this morning, have you ever seen a good-looking Aleppo pine?
It depends on what you call good-looking.
I never see an Aleppo pine where I don't think of Phyllis Diller. I mean, it's like that tree has a bad hair day every day. I've seen some ginormous, huge Aleppo pines. You have to respect.
Be in awe.
Yeah, you have to be in awe.
Absolutely.
But I've never seen one that's very pretty.
They're not very uniform, no.
No. Very frenetic growth.
Well, why don't y'all come with me to Tucson as we bring Bud into the conversation. He wants to talk about mesquites. We've also got Hugh in Ash Fork and Peggy in Tucson and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Bud, welcome to the program.
Hi. My question is, I've got a couple mesquite that sprouts that are coming up. They're about 8 inches high. What would I do to put them in? I've got a 5-gallon bucket. Do I just mix some? I've got some Miracle-Gro garden soil, and I've got some just regular dirt. Do I mix it half and half and put them in there?
Are you going to leave them in the pot for a while, or that's just temporary until you can get them in the ground somewhere else?
Well, I was going to leave them in the pot temporarily until they took up pretty good, and then just cut the bottom of the pot and set it down in the ground and slice
it. You can mix it half and half. The more soil, native soil from the ground you put in that pot, the less it's going to drain. So pure native soil is probably going to drain so slow that it'll puddle on top. And it'll be hard to get wet again when it dries out. So mixing it half and half with a little bit of the Miracle-Gro potting soil is fine to get some water going through it, and it'll last a lot longer in the pot.
And is it okay to just cut the bottom of the pot and put it in the ground? That plastic isn't going to...
You wouldn't leave the sides of the plastic on. It's a good idea to cut the bottom off the pot, put it in the hole, because that way you don't break apart all the roots. But before you bury it back up, you'd slit the pot up the side and get it out of there,
too. Y'all got it all wrong. Y'all got it all wrong. When we get back, I'm going to give you Rosie's method for transplanting mesquite volunteers. Bud, you stay tuned.
We have a story, I think.